Beginnen gerade darf mit Sefte beim Zeh darf Chava, beginnen mit Beis, gehen Tess Mathe, beginnen mit Mörder, schnaufe mit Schnaim, wenn wir helfen two people, well then Chayim lach, so then you have to return it. And I feel like by Simen, and even if it doesn't have a Simen, why? Because the enemy is Yash Leilam, he's not going to give up hope. As we explain, and Tess qualifies this, Umay Shashnim Bikshu Yachad, this time where both of them was looking for together, Koyim Shabazah Umitzah, before this guy comes along and finds it. Oh, so this guy who lost it thinks, that for sure this guy took a kisha picture of me when he looked for it with him, and therefore he's never going to give up hope. He's thinking he's going to give it back to me. I'm going to embarrass him in public. It must have been him. But I'm going to rebuke him that he definitely found it. So even if there's no simon, he knows the guy has it. Whatever the Gemara surely tells us, Amr say shutvinenu. That they're partners. And why are we saying they're partners? Because we saw them looking for together. That's why we're saying that, oh, say that they're partners. Now, Masha Perish Rashi, this is what Rashi explains. Rashi says the reason why he's not going to give up hope, meaning is even if he doesn't, even if he, when he would know about it, he would give up hope because he would realize it's lost, but he doesn't know yet. But we rule like Abaya. So it says, anyway, that doesn't seem to be correct because the Rava suffered the Haba Yish. Rava is the one who holds that that is considered Yish, and you could keep it. In fact, he's the one who explained the teaching of Nachman. It's not logical to say the other bay that, oh, Rava retracted the bus and he tells you after he was refuted. That's a daichik. So, and also, another difficulty in Rashi is Masha Perish Nami Shish Be Enush, who assesses that the guy is saying, oh, I'll make him swear a rabbinic oath. Of course, that's difficult. You think you can make him swear when he's not sure? But me, Yishlam, on that, you could say, the Toin Bari, no, he's saying a definitive claim. Because he knows it must be this guy. So, like, in his mind, he's 100, he's definite. But, of course, what is difficult is the Meba Kapara, who says the teaching, Adayin Le Nisak, the Shua says, the Shua says it wasn't instituted yet. So, rather, Benir Lefash seems to explain, Shabaleshvu. Without an oath, in Mesach Loilam, he's not giving up hope because the preacher is like we explained, because he's assuming the other guy found it when they were looking for it together. The words of Gemara Leimar only said this that it can less be shavaprut l'chol chad b'chad. Only if there's less than a shavapruta for each and every one of them. The Hainu that is kileker shalosh prutas elabez. That is not three prutas, only two prutas worth. The man of shach. Either way, into yichal ha'achzer, you don't have to give it back. Im shlosh and shutfen, because if all three are partners in kan gedei hashav l'chol echad. You don't have enough for the obligation of Hashavas Aveda for each one, because less than a pruta. If they're not partners, so Abed Yisayish, the guy who lost is going to give up hope. Keshnaim Yitchu, because the two are going to push him away. Each one's going to say, no, it was me, it was him. No, it was me, it was him. Menzer says, but then we're going to say, why are we not concerned? Shemeshnaim Him Shutvim, maybe two of them are partners. They're not suspecting each other. And let me see Aishu, they're not going to give up hope. Because the two of them are going to have a definite claim against the third one, as we said in the previous tesis. So too, on the second lesson of the Gemara, my comma, why does the Gemara say, they're all partners, but and even though it's less than three prints, only two prints, but we could say one of the partners is pardoning his portion to the other ones, and therefore there is enough Hashem as the Veda. Why do you have to say the fault? Name, why don't you say, Ema that we're going to say, Shnaim hem hem shutvin, two of them are partners, they don't suspect each other. And that's the reason, because they can say definitively that the third person took it. The Shema Tesu, he says, the Vadei Kileke l'Shnaim. Most definitely, when there's only two people, you're right, Echad Yitin Bar L'Chaveira, and then, yeah, as we said in the previous says, one guy will make a definite claim against his friend. When there's three, Lo Yitin Utain is Bar L'Shlesha, they're not going to make a definite claim against the third person. I feel you're Shnaim hem shutvin, even if two of them happen to be partners. Because then he, the Inchayishdim, says, you're right, although one partner is not going to suspect the other one, the Kamakam is sober, but he will think, Shashutav Lagcha, Letzarai. But he's going to think that maybe his partner took it to pain, Matzma Meruba, until a later point in time. Samach, like Gemara says shortly, this idea. The Yikashal is Prutas, that when there's three Prutas, they in the Messiahishim, that they don't give up hope, Shaswar, because they think, Shachavarei Matzam, that maybe his friend found it in Malamahem, and he's just hiding it from him, Lahaknil Tsar, just to drive him crazy, it's Man Meruba till a later point in time. Later he's going to give it back. So they're also, it's lacking in the definite claim. But just from another part, you could say, the Kibish Shleish Hochen Yachad, since three people are going together, in Loi Meshut Tachnaim Mehem, doesn't make sense, this option that we're trying to say that, oh, maybe two of them are partners. So that would make it that maybe the guy's not giving up and you'd have to return it. No, when either they're all partners, each one's independent. So therefore, like we said, either way, if it's each one independent, the guy's giving up because he can't get pinned down any one of them. And if it's all three partners, anyways, it's less than the Shabbat Prudah. So that's why that wasn't an option to say that two, because it's not logical to say that two happen to be partners and one is coming along with them. And he says about the beginning of the words, he's just giving him a gift. He says, really, that if he returns, he's only giving a gift? I'm going to say, but Allah loved the sigzel, the negative prohibition of not to rob, is called that it can be remedied with a positive commandment. If that's the case, meaning to say, because you could do a Shabbos exhale. So, given the exhale, make a ton of sins regarding stealing, it's not considered a gift. You're remedying it. So then, also regarding returning it, why are you saying you're not remedying when you ultimately give it back? Sometimes we can say it, right? We're only talking about the violation of what he did for not to hide himself from it. Surely, did he not give it back before Yish? That you cannot remedy anymore. That's only when the person is looking for it. After Yish, you can't be mekayim even though you give it back. Next is not the words of the Gemara. Ain't no evil mishmash of teshivim. And then he only violates of the obligation of returning the lost object. Now, perikam the condition of lamadal manav the chashav shabbos abeda, the mitzvah of returning a lost object is considered a seish in his man gerdama. It's not a time bound commandment. So says ha'inu b'inyash abikad. You have to say it like we're explaining over here, meaning to say, as we're showing, because in this type of situation is when women would not have to. That's the only application that you would have of this halach. Meaning, what's bothering Tosis is that Hashav Teshivim has a leisa of leisuch lesalam. I assume women are the same as men. So what you have to say is that what Rav is saying over there is, I mean, that what's being said over there is what Rav is saying that the woman took the Aveda with the intention of returning it before Yish. After Yish, she has a mind to steal it, which now there's only the Asiya Hashav Teshivim. And if Hashav is Aveda would have been a Matzah Shemai Grama, then women would have been exempt. But then it says, if they're going to say, if am I like a lovely sigzel, why is there no negative prohibition of Le Sigzel? Because when it came to her, she intended to give it back, and it came permitted then, so there's no Gizela. But when the person just doesn't pay their workers, there's a negative prohibition. So that itself should be enough of a reason. Even if it is Mitzvah Shemai Grama, the woman should be obligated in it. What you can say is the Hasam over there is Kesh Miskavan Ligzel. The person intending to rob, then it didn't give up hope. So therefore, it's going to be Isab Gizelo when you're not paying up your workers. They're ready to give up hope, and if it wouldn't apply the Isa of Loi Sigzel, and therefore, if it was a Mitzvah Shizma Gerama, then she would be exempt. I think that's Masal. That Masal begins with Digmarav, it's children. Even if there's a bundle in the story, you could keep it. Which Rashi Legaris Tsurun. Rashi does not have the text if it's a bundle. Because then, how you buy simon machers? If it was a bundle, which would have a sign on how it's bundled, you would have to call it out. Yeah, something you could say is that the gersinale, that actually you could have the gers even if it's bundled. Married, but it's talking about the kareva akum mitzuyim sham, that there's a majority of non Jews over there. Oh, but heim shalai, then you could keep it. Because if Abakav take a simon, even though you're right, when it's bundled, there's a simon. Because Allah gets him a laza, but how? We can say that Allah gets him a laza. It says when there's Reb Akum, when there's a simon, then the person who finds it could keep it.